Well, Jack, your thoughts on that? Great win last week in Celtic Park. Donegal, looks like they have a lot of preparation done, Jack, and probably ahead of Kerry in fitness and work done. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, that's fairly obvious there, Tim, that that they're a good bit sharper than us. You know, they have a lot of training done, reportedly, and obviously they had a pre-season training camp as well, so that all helps. You know, they were a good bit sharper than us, but having said that, no, we battled manfully there, I thought, particularly in the second half when it looked like the game was going away from us. And you'd have to give Offaly a lot of credit. Despite, you know, being under the cosh at times, we were still in the game right up to the end, one score game. So ultimately it came down to the fact that they got 3 2-pointers and we got one, so that's 6 points as opposed to two there. So you know, that's ultimately what it was. We lost the game by 2 points. So look, in many ways we played better than we did above in Derry, and we can't get carried away with results this time of year. You know, we're kind of trying to build and get a strong panel and look for performances.
That's a fair point, Jack, because everyone was talking about what happened that last 2 minutes in Celtic Park. But today, looking at the game overall, a few players coming back and a few obvious serious performances. Damon O'Connor in the middle of the field, Jason Foley, like you say, he had a tough time in Celtic Park, redeemed himself so well. He was outstanding, I thought, this afternoon. Other players coming in, the likes of Mike Breen come back from injury, so a lot of positives.
We have huge performances from 6 or 7 of our players, and we just need to get more fellas right up to that level, and then you have a great chance, Tim, once again, get 10 to 12 fellas playing really well, you'll win most games. So great credit to Jason. After a tough weekend last weekend, he had a great hour on Gallon.
How do you feel with recovery, Jack, with players? Obviously the current game is in-to-in stuff, a lot of running, so this time of the year that must be difficult if you did start later into this new regime.
Look, we had a scattered enough pre-season. We had a lot of injuries coming back from the clubs, and you know, we were basically in a race against time to get ready for the season. So I think, you know, we're not in bad shape at all for the time of year, and the biggest issue now will be we've obviously got 5 games in a row, so there'll be very little recovery in between. So we may need to use a wider panel and you know, make a couple of more changes next weekend.
Finally, to the rules, Jack. How are you living with them? We saw a few 2-pointers there that probably carried the game away from Kerry time today. No different. Last week's game was the same. It's a case of players, stroke management, getting used to this.
Yeah. Sure, the 2-pointers obviously are a big thing with the fact that it decided the game today. But the huge thing is the kickouts. I mean, most kickouts now are being put up for grabs, and in general, we did well on the kickouts now today. I think we won 18 of 25 of our own kickouts, which is good. Like, look, obviously entertaining enough game. Crowd seemed to get into it, particularly near the end. So. That's hope for a big crowd in Ossetia Park now, Saturday.
Absolutely.